try, but I don't know how. You've been sleeping, somebody knew. That's not the issue.
That was side one of Wilco's 1995 debut, AM. We'll review the track listing in order from first song on side one, which was I Must Be High, followed by Casino Queen, Box Full of Letters, Shouldn't Be Ashamed, Pick Up the Change, I Thought I Held You, and wrapping up side A with That's Not the Issue. Let's stick in a twangy set of music here for these album sides. Before I do that, I have to remind you that Mando Richard has whiskey before breakfast each and every Wednesday. Yeah, it's not just a way of life. It's his radio show. You can tune into WRCT's Folk and Bluegrass show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesday mornings at 11 a.m., where you'll hear a wide range of folk music, traditional and contemporary, fiddle tunes, and songs galore. Be sure to catch WRCT's Whiskey Before Breakfast at 11 a.m. on Wednesday and an encore performance Thursday morning. Let's move back to the album sides, this time going across the country to San Diego, California, where the Beat Farmers formed back in 1983. In 1984, they were actually signed to a one-off deal with Rhino Records, and the resulting record was their 1985 debut, Tales of the New West. And I think it's worthy to note that the album was produced by Steve Berlin of Los Lobos. So let's check out side one of the Beat Farmers, Tales of the New West.
Sometimes I want to fall asleep. Die off in a dream. The music takes me back to my own past when I was young and feeling mean. And as I stand through the spotlight, it's like traveling my car. We had the girls in the wheel and the bill on a stolen credit card. Singing, someday we'll be stars, girl. And now I
fired from a cattle drive. Up north, the ropes of the gallows was swinging in the breeze. All the wanted posters had pictures of me. I got Michael 45 right by my side. Oh, I'm the California kid, I hope you're quite prepared to die. Tied what was left of my horse to a hitch. Walked into a saloon they called the Busted Bitch. I ordered up a whiskey, he asked me for my bread. I paid him 2 bits and then I pumped him full of lead. I got Michael 45 right by my side. Oh, I'm the California kid, I hope you're quite prepared to die. A lady of the evening was eyeballing me, staring down from the balcony. She walked up to me with gunpowder breath. The ace of hearts was bleeding from her hip. I dragged her upstairs by her lower lip. I got my 45 right by my side. Oh, I'm the California kid, I hope you're quite prepared to die. All right, lay down. She undid my boots, she untied my jeans, she untied my tubes I had tied in my teens. About that time the front door was kicked in. Well, there stood some scumball all covered in sin. He said, "That's my woman." I said, "That's no lie." I blew a hole in him just as big as the sky. I got my Colt 45 right by my side. Oh, I'm the California kid, I hope you're quite prepared to die. Oh, I'm the California kid, I hope you're quite prepared to die.
wraps up side one of Tales of the New West from the Beat Farmers with a cover song, Never Going Back, penned by John Stewart. John Stewart, he also wrote Daydream Believer by the Monkees, and that song was originally released back in the late 60s by the Lovin' Spoonful. But let's talk about the tracks as we heard them. Started off the entire set with Bigger Stones. Then we had There She Goes Again. Yeah, a Velvet Underground cover by the Beat Farmers, followed by another cover, Reason to Believe, a Bruce Springsteen song. We had Lost Weekend, that was California Kid. Never Going Back was the last song there. In fact, let me go back to California Kid. Would you believe that Peter Case and Vicky Peterson of the Bengals actually sang backup on there? And of course, you can only recognize Country Dick Montana's vocals on that one. Hey, we'll be right back with more album sides for you right after this quick message.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for. Harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet. Or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community, at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Hey, it's the Mockster, and you are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program, but I'm on vacation. I am on vacation, so what I decided for my program, rather than doing a repeat of an old program, try something different. I am actually playing for you side one of debut albums from my own personal collection. So we've heard the Beat Farmers, we've heard Wilco, and now I'm going to move into Alejandro Escovedo for his 1992 debut, Gravity. Some fun facts about Alejandro that you might not be aware of. He's actually the son of Mexican immigrants, and he is one of many professional musicians within his family. His brother Coke and Pete are well-respected percussionists. His brother Mario fronted the hard rock band The Dragons, and his other brother, Javier, was in the punk band The Zeros. Now, on top of that, he is also the uncle to Sheila E., as well as the great uncle to Nicole Richie, as Nicole's birth dad is actually Sheila E.'s brother. So in the 1970s, Alejandro was a member of the punk band The Nuns out in San Francisco, who actually had the esteemed acclaim to say they opened for the Sex Pistols at their final U.S. appearance in 1978 at the Winterland in San Francisco. Then in the 1980s, he formed bands like Rank and File, and then he had the True Believers with his brother Javier. But it wasn't really until 1992 that we saw a proper solo album from Alejandro Escovedo, and that was Gravity. To this day, he is one of my favorite songwriters and performers, so let's check out side one from Gravity.
Did you get your invitation? There's gonna be a public hanging, and the bodies will swing side by side, and it's just I and I. Can you hear the hyena laughing? As they tear the meat from the bone, and you look so pretty watching, the bodies swing side by side, going home. Thank you.
If I could reveal what I feel for you, mark my words with a gentle kiss. Like St. George, I'd slay the dragon just to find I'd lost. From outside this window, there's walls between us. Outside is outside, and that's where I'll be. I'll be wrapped in the morning dew, just to find you've gone. Pour me a drink from a broken bottle. Fill my glass with the dirty water. What I've lost is gone. What I've gained has no name. I'll take my leave once more.
Hello and speedy delivery. This is Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and I'm in Pittsburgh. I always listen to WRCT right here in Pittsburgh. Speedy delivery to you.
I should die for I turn 43. Bury me beneath the justice tree. Bury me with the lies I told. Bury me with a rusted sword. For I turn 46, lay me next to old St. Chris. Dress me in my suit of blue and my favorite picture of you. Tell a lie, I tell it all.
Sky is black, Billy feels bad. Today thinks that he'd be better off dead. He hears the pain
roaring at his head. He'll close his eyes and the world turns red. Hope her hair was blacker than the sky. She had a smile that made the devil cry. She held his hands, looked him in the eye. She said, believe, believe in everything will be fine.
That's Five Hearts Breaking from Alejandro Escovedo's 1992 solo debut album, Gravity. Also in that set of music, starting off with the first track, was Paradise, Broken Bottle, One More Time, By 11, Bury Me, and then Five Hearts Breaking. Side one of Gravity here on the Viva La Mac radio program. Alejandro went on to put out one of my favorite albums of the 1990s, which was an album called More Miles Than Money, which was recorded live throughout a tour of his and released as a compilation. Greatest hits, basically. And I still, to this day, find it to be a phenomenal album. And speaking of phenomenal album of the 1990s, the other album outside of the Alejandro Escovedo that was vying for my top spot of my favorite album of the 1990s was Jets to Brazil's debut. 1998 saw their debut, Orange Rhyming Dictionary. And believe it or not, I discovered it by listening to WRCT. Now, the band was formed by former Jawbreaker frontman Blake Schwarzenbach and was a departure from Jawbreaker's punk sound to a more post-hardcore or maybe even to indie rock territory. Now, lyrically, I found Schwarzenbach's writing style to be very emotive, which makes me sometimes wonder, is this emo? And it's funny, as most people know me, they know that I really don't pay attention to lyrics a lot, and Just to Brazil might be one of my exceptions in that world. The album was actually produced by Jay Robbins of Government Issue and Jawbox fame. It was recorded, believe it or not, at the same recording studio as another album on this show. Yeah, the debut from Wilco. Yep, both were recorded at the Easley Recording Studios in Memphis, Tennessee. All right, let's check out side one of Jets to Brazil's Orange Rhyming Dictionary.
I sense set me free. There's a black rewarding book beneath it. Thin shade if you look carefully. Noise police, Whitehurst TV, airwave methadone. Not the life that's mine. In a stolen car, I rocket west out past that Jersey line. And the robots in the riot gear glimmer in my rearview mirror. Love came like an axe and had her way with this causer. And a rich, deserving book she was recovered and understood. And I awoke. We'll be right back.
I'm just a bellboy, beautiful surroundings. I'm just some gravel or peat moss. What have you? Or peat moss. What have you now? Why must you treat me like you do? Don't you know it's all for you? Infatuation, you do not see me. Die here beside you and see through obscurity. Governess, fancy less, we'll sound the alarm. Drum up some simpleton for you. To eat these apples from your eyes. Your love's bud goes full bloom. You don't love me. I'm thinking of me. Why am I waiting for you to see I'm alive? Storybook ending. I'm just a ledger, hardly worth the mention, or the paper it's written on and cried about.
once by wax. But still you treat me like you do. With everything I've done for you. Striking like a bird of prey along your notepad now. The only ear that turns your way. My dear diary, it's just you and me tonight. You don't love me.
Thank you. It's a time of tremendous uncertainty for everyone, but some things haven't changed. Stomach cancer is still a leading cause of cancer death worldwide. More than 1 million people will be diagnosed this year alone, and it's vital to know your risks and learn ways to prevent it. It's also critical for cancer patients to protect themselves from all viruses. No Stomach for Cancer encourages you to listen to medical experts to understand your risks. Find out more about COVID-19 at cancer.gov and learn more about your risks for stomach cancer at nostomachforcancer.org.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys.
Uh-huh.
Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
I'm Danny Schaefer, lifestyle content creator. My little brother had these piercing blue eyes like the ocean. He was just 33 when we lost him.
My name is Darren Waller. I had it made, living my dream playing professional football. Then my life hit rock bottom. I had an accidental opioid overdose.
If you know someone taking opioids, have a safety plan and talk about it.
It can happen to anyone you know or love. It happened to me.
Be prepared. Learn how at reversesilence.org.
KIX Morning News Update. Mark's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark Savard. I know you love the pain you got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl.
Jump in